everybody, welcome to today's group live podcast type thing that we're doing. And this is, we're filming this on October the 25th, 2019. And joining us today, I'm going to go across the list here, is me, of course, in Maryville, Tennessee, and Forrest Obnamia in Columbus, Dublin, Ohio.
Hey, guys.
Matt Holker in here in Maryville, Tennessee.
Hello.
Daniel Stringer in Paisley or
the land.
Florida.
Florida.
Daniel, you guys moved around a little bit. Jim Kelly in Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah, how you doing? I apologize for the absence of a photo, but unfortunately, I haven't gotten any prettier.
you've gotten better looking. That's what your wife told me. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
She said on that cruise by day two, you were looking pretty good. Okay.
Thank you.
Greg Nohmeyer I know it's Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor and plenty of Michigan.
And Harry Legg in Verona, New Jersey, up in the New York area.
Hey, hello, so, hello. All right.
And I leave anybody out because it's looking funny on my screen. Okay, so I think that's everybody. All right. Today we want to talk about what I was asked to speak about today was Tai Chi forms versus function. And there's a couple different components to this. And the first one is, which style or form of Tai Chi is better? You get people who ask that question, and then, of course, you get people who are promoting the idea that one or the other of the styles, Chen style is the original and better, or Yang style is better and it's healthier, and or Wu style is better and healthier, or the internal power is best done through whichever one of them somebody is advocating, all those kind of things. My opinion, and where I'm at, is I like them all. They're all good. They're all great. And for me, the thing to look at to understand is, what is it that you're trying to accomplish with that? That's going to have a whole lot of, that's going to dictate a lot about which style, which version, which method is better for you. If you're older and you just want it, you're not interested in martial basically at all, or very little, or anything you did want martial, needs to be extremely soft and that kind of a thing. And let's say you're a bit feeble, that's probably headed towards Wu style. If you're that same, towards that same kind of thing, but not quite feeble and all that, a little more Yang style. If you're younger, stronger, wanting to kind of get in there and jump around a little bit, and boom, boom, that's going to be more like Chen style. And so it really depends on what it is that you're after, for me. And the bigger trick on all that is that they're all good as long as they actually have and do the internal power skills of Tai Chi, and the skills that are there to be had, that ideally are the skills that anybody serious about Tai Chi is working on, like body mechanics from head to toe. This is great alignments, both external alignments and internal alignments. Making the best vessel that your body can be for the conduit, the best conduit for the movement of energy, and building energy and circulating that energy and using that energy and having that energy be really healthy for you, right? And this would include that it should be a full body expression, and with internal body connections from head to toe while you're practicing and doing it, so that it's a whole body workout externally and internally. And your form, where energy can be really properly worked, that it really does a nice job of working and building sung from head to toe. Zongding, your central equilibrium and how that's used. Sinking your qi, these are all basically essential tenets in Tai Chi. And so as long as those things are really coming through, all the stuff I'm talking about, then I think the form, as long as it does all of that, it's in the style, I guess I should say, and then the individual form are a lot less of a thing. The one thing to know is that ideally any good Tai Chi form or forms runs you through a whole range of motion and movements in a lot of different positions and directions and body ways and all of that help while you're using all this stuff in order to help make that be really good for you.
Well, if I can add, sometimes I use an analogy, and somebody asks you, you know, what the best ethnic food is, Italian, Indian, you know, and my answer to that is, well, if you stroll into the frozen food aisle of your favorite supermarket and you go pick Italian food from one freezer and Indian food from another, I mean, really, you're not getting, you know, you're not getting any benefit from an authentic, if you've been to India, if you've been to Italy, if you've been, and, you know, the analogy being, whatever style you're going to practice, if you learn from somebody that is going to share the internal Tai Chi with you, or if you're going to devote the effort to, you know, to learning all of the skills, you know, there's a lot of variables involved. And, you know, to me, it's more important to learn from someone that is going to show you the right thing and is going to, you know, progress you along, and, you know, is going to share the internal workings so that you learn the rooting, you learn the, you know, the jings, you learn all of the important things about the Tai Chi instead of just, you know, 110, you know, 110 movement form.
And now another move, and now another move. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep. And I've got here, beginners do need to learn a few weeks or months of choreography. In fact, as much as 6 months. It's just there's a limit to that where it doesn't just go on and on and on. New move, new move, new move, new move. At some point it becomes, you've got the external part of this going on well enough that anything else you're adding is just time you spent doing something that was less productive than, you know, that's that the amount of ranges and positions that are really proper Tai Chi are get a good bit more finite. And that doesn't mean that you wouldn't have some little nuances and all that kind of thing. But if you've got the right education in the way that you're talking about, Jim, then you can figure out a bunch of that on your own once enough physical education has been put in there. But if you're still 10 years out doing that physical education and not doing the internal aspects and all of that, then you really have missed the point about what Tai Chi is, in my opinion.
So one of the things that I want to ask about, and this, you know, is not to offend anyone. I'm really legitimately asking. One of the things that I have repeatedly heard, and I could kind of see how that might go, is that Chen style, if you're not being taught properly, can actually not exactly be the best thing for your heart due to the way you're doing these types of movements and stuff, and it's feeding back into you. So I wanted to verify if that is indeed one of
that
the
is,
things.
That is true. Yeah, you have to get it from somebody that really knows it and who is really helping you to, if you're a beginner, who's really helping you to get it correctly as well. I say that because in Chen style, a lot of the senior teachers will teach that for the first 4 to 5 years, you're not supposed to be doing the hard wow stuff, the Fajin, and then you look at the average person who's been told that within 3 months of doing the form, they're doing that stuff, even though the senior teacher instruction is you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff until you've been doing it for years. And there's a way to build into that, and they tell you what the way is and then pretend like it didn't get said because they're just now teaching you, and then people go off and do this without following the instruction that was given. Of course, the example typically being set by the teacher is they're doing it with that stuff, and so they want to look like the teacher. And so it's really easy to get off track in that kind of a way with the style. The other one is a lot of Chen stylists, and not to pick on Chen stylists, because you get people in Wu and Yang who do the same thing in different ways, end up with very bad knees because they have these postures that are designed to destroy the knees when they're done badly or wrongly. And the problem is that in China, when the communists came to power, all of the Tai Chi families created forms that were their government forms. And in Chen style, one of the things they did on purpose was they made the Chen government form so that it would destroy your knees. And then what they didn't expect, what they didn't count on, is that that way of doing it has crept back into the village, and is, or at least in the way that a lot of people who do Chen style publicly but are not trying to do the government version, they still end up doing it with the government version way of doing things, where it's going to take their knees out, you know, in really bad ways over time because of the practice. And so you've got to make sure that you've got somebody that you're looking at them and they've been doing the art for 30 years or more, or that their teacher is somebody you can see and they've been doing the art for 30 years or more, and that their knees are fine. That way, and how are their knees looking, and that they really have that proper body mechanic instruction, and that they understand the way, the use of the softness and the thing you're talking about, where it's not putting that pressure back into the heart and that kind of stuff. And so it's you know, you have to know what you're getting into there in that way, and unfortunately a lot of people don't.
And now a word from our sponsor.
For those of you who are interested in internal power and want a reliable place to start, and for anyone who wants to experience internal power for themselves, go to internalpowerguide.com. I built a crash course in hands-on internal power. The Practical Guide to Internal Power is a work-at-your-own-pace online program. It is the course I use to get students from 0 to 60 as quickly as possible, and it is totally free. So sign up at internalpowerguide.com now and get started right away. That's internalpowerguide.com.
After you learn some form, again, somewhere between a few weeks and 6 months or so, year maybe, for new moves kind of a thing. If you're learning a 108 move form, maybe you've got a couple years of movements, but by the time you've been in it for about 6 months, eight months, you should really be working on a number of other things with that choreography, not just choreography for until God knows when. Anyways, after that, basics with form. Your form should reflect your skills and understanding of function. Ideally, you're getting this at the same time. If you're learning it for more than three, four months of form, ideally the function is being, at least some function, is being taught at the same time as the form movements. That's how I originally was taught the 108. I was taught function as we went. And then your ability with the whole thing and your understandings in terms of different kinds of energies and energetics and internal qualities, and your internal and external knowledge and understanding of the art. Your form should reflect those things. It's really easy to have a nice looking form that is empty, especially if somebody's had dance or something like that. They can really look pretty at it, or they're doing a lot of, where their school is doing a lot of tournaments where they're going and demonstrations where they're out doing that, and they get really good at looking really pretty. But then you start talking about substance, the qigong in the forms, the fighting applications in the forms, the health benefits in the forms, and how you really derive those from what you're doing. And that tends to be not there. There are plenty of people that have more stuff there. But what happens is that you end up with people that have form, the form that have no substance in it, and it's empty. And you really want to try to avoid doing that. And it's not that hard to avoid doing that as long as you've got good teachers for it, and or you're willing to look at these days the internet and or other people who are teaching stuff. In our curriculum, what you'll see is that we're really putting that across. In fact, a lot more than the forms are a little bit, and then we're doing a lot on the other side. You must work function in order to gain skills, ability, knowledge, and understanding. Then put those skills and knowledge into your form. You don't keep doing the form to improve your Tai Chi. You keep improving your Tai Chi so you can see it and the skills of it in the form. Then it's the individual who makes the difference in the practice, not the choreography or the style and those kinds of things, as long as the real work is being done there to get that. Any other thoughts, comments? That was the end of my notes. So I wanted to just kind of get that across today and make sure that people got to hear that and obviously weigh in on that. And I'm gonna let you guys do it first. And then you folks at home, if you've got any questions, comments, other things, please put them down type them below. And if there's a question or something else you'd like to see us talk about or specific aspects you'd like us to get into, make sure to put that on there and we will get into it for you. Anyways, guys, anything else on this topic or in line with this or in regards or anything else you wanted to get into today?
I'd just say that it really ought to be symbiotic. So you're working something in push hands or application. You feel that, you put it in your form, you see if you can do it better in your form, then you can see if you can do it as well in push hand, you know, and the constantly a symbiotic feedback from one to the other.
Yeah, working on getting the internal power and the health and the benefits out of the Tai Chi. So yeah, yes. And then putting it in all the formats that you can. Yep, including, and for me, it's doing the skill, getting the skill itself, like kind of in the stationary push hands, so that you really get that going on and then can do it on your own as best you can, reasonably, without touching somebody else, then in your Tai Chi form, and then while you're just basically simply walking standing in line, not that you want to be doing something that people can see while you're standing in line, and then taking it so that you could like lightly jog and yet still do the skill and, you know, get really moving around and still be able to do it, all those kind of things. So yeah, cool. Any other thoughts or questions or all right, well, that's what I had for today. Keep up the great practice. I'm gonna have the guys that are here stay on for a minute so I can talk to you afterward. Done here. And then, we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sifu.
Thank you.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious. But that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.